would like us to be known in 2050 for what, in many ways, what we were known for in the 18th century and 19th century. And that's that I would really like us to go back to a point where we were thought of as a hub of innovation and ideas and freedom of thought. So I would really love for us to have been inspired and re-inspired by the language in our charter from 1663 to remind us that this was a place that not only said that difference was okay and that thinking differently was okay, but in fact that thinking differently was welcomed here. So in 2050, I'd like us to be known as a place that welcomes a diversity of people, not just meaning age or ethnicity, but also a diversity of thought, that we are known as a place not just of tolerance, but of celebration of that diversity, and that we see ourselves as a group, as a place that raises a flag and flies a flag for welcome and for if you have an idea, then this is a place to bring it. And I think that while that led to some challenges and some really bad decisions in earlier moments, I think that we can, knowing that from our history, we can watch for that, monitor that, make sure those kind of things don't happen again, those kind of exploitations don't happen again, while still being excited and grateful and welcoming and supportive of the incredibly new ways that people from all over this world are thinking. So I want us to be known as a place that still says, no matter where you're from in the world, no matter what you believe, this is a place where you belong and where you can thrive. Well, I have this one little educational idea related to that that I'd like to see in 35 years, and it relates to our demographic shifts. I mean, I think that anyone would tell you, of course, that our Spanish-speaking population continues to grow and continues to be incredibly important and vital in the city of Providence and in the whole state of Rhode Island. We still do have a very active and growing Portuguese-speaking population as well. And so I would like to see a citywide initiative to become multilingual. I would love to see an educational movement, not just K through 12. I mean, adult education, drop-in sessions at cafes, where we are as a city committing to, a la Roger Williams, in terms of the fact that he knew, if you want to understand people, if you want to truly communicate with people, then you learn how to communicate with them. And understanding that that is an exciting and wonderful thing and gift to be able to give anyone is to learn these languages.